Hey, 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 exciting news. I am changing the podcast a little bit. I'm going to be inviting more guests on the podcast. Firstly, I have an amazing lineup of experts to talk to you. And secondly, I am inviting you to come on the podcast. Yes, you. If you are a woman over 40 and you are struggling with your health and your weight loss and you would like to come and chat to me and tell me what's going on and inspire other people with your story. Now, you may be struggling, you may have wins, you may have a bit of both. Either way, you will inspire other people because other people are in the same situation as you. Plus, you get my expert opinion on what is going on for you. So get a little bit unstuck. Think of it as live coaching. Now, it's not recorded live, so you can always back out at the last minute if you want to, or we can make changes. If you're interested, either message me if you're in contact with me or email me at orlina@drorlina.com, and it's going to be so exciting. If I had a miracle cure that would guarantee you and your family living to a ripe old age whilst feeling vigorous, fit and fabulous, would you be interested? Well, I do. It's called Healthy Living. Hello and welcome to Fit and Fabulous with me, Dr. Orlina Kerrick. Healthy Living for Families Made Easy. Hello and welcome to the Fit and Fabulous podcast with me, Dr. Orlina Kerrick. I hope that you are feeling amazing. It is September here in Spain. We've got one more week until the kids go back to school. And it's a lovely week because it's a very touristy area where I live and it quietens down a little bit and we have the beaches and the area pretty much to ourselves. So that is lovely. Except the moment that all the tourists go, oh my goodness, I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but bang, 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 all the builders, the workmen returned. I don't know, they just seem to be doing building works everywhere here. And so it's bang, bang, bang until we get back to our house, which will hopefully, fingers crossed, be the beginning of December. I am so amazingly excited. So I'm also really, really excited about my group program, Healthy You, Healthy Family, the membership that, well, I launched it a few months ago, actually, but I decided that I needed to get, you know, a little bit of rocket fuel in there. And so I have been offering scholarships to the membership. To be clear, these aren't free. They're a greatly reduced price of what the final price is going to be, but not free. And at the moment, we have four new people who have joined the membership, and they are amazing people, as are the other people who are already in the membership. But they are all ready to take action. And so I am super excited to help them to see their transformation. And I'm super excited for them. So I am going to be introducing them to you over the next few weeks so that you can share some of their struggles and see what it looks like to have this transformation. Because what I want to do is take away the veil behind coaching. A lot of people don't really understand what goes on with coaching. And a lot of coaching is not magic, but, or it's not secret, I should say, but the difference in coaching and not coaching is if you work with a coach, you're far more likely to achieve your goals. So the first thing we did was set up our goals. Now, before we talk about goals and getting to introduce people, what I would really like to talk to you today is about perfectionism. And I see so many people who say, oh my goodness, you know, I'm thinking about making my healthy life, but I'm worried that it has to be perfect, that I'm not going to be able to do it perfectly because I've got my busy life and I've got all these amazing things happening, or busy things happening. I've got to drop my kids here, there, everywhere, and I'm not going to be able to do it perfectly. I'm going to let you down as my coach because I'm not going to be able to do it perfectly. And that, my friend, is what I call unhelpful thinking. Because what does that thinking do? It puts a barrier up between you and your goal. Your goal is creating this healthy life. And when you say, I can't do it perfectly, therefore I can't do it, you're making it really difficult for yourself. Now, it doesn't have to be perfect. Life isn't perfect. Life is never perfect. And one thing that I often say to people is, when you think about making changes, if you can make a change such that when life happens, as opposed to if life happens, when life happens, if you can prevent the disastrous from being really disastrous. So what do I mean by that? I mean, when, you know, you get pushed off the rails and you end up eating in a way that you don't want to, or letting go of your exercise habit or whatever it is. If you can prevent that dip, that well, from being so deep, you have actually achieved far more than if you perfect the perfect, because the perfect never happens. We always strive for this time. I'm going to make changes when it's perfect, when my life is perfect. For me, that would be, I think, when my kids have left home. I'll start thinking about being healthy in 15 years' time, when my kids have left home and given me a bit of peace and quiet, and I can put my mind to it without interruption. That I think, would, you know, be where, what I could say. And clearly that's not the case. In fact, my children were very much a driving force in me thinking, okay, I need to make my life more healthy, and I need to make my life more healthy now. Partly so that I could have the energy to help my children. Partly because I wanted my children to grow up healthily. And I could see that I was on a track to them eating pasta, pasta and pasta, and nothing else other than pasta. That was many years ago now. So this idea of life being perfect, it doesn't have to be perfect. I always say aim for B plus. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect. I'm definitely not a perfectionist. And I know that other people, like my husband, is really into the details, and he likes to dot the I's and cross the T's. And I'm not like that. I'm very happy to say, hey, you know what? My podcast is not perfect, but it helps some people. And that's great. And if I had the ability to pay somebody to edit it and make it perfect, then I would do that. But in the meantime, I'm going for B plus. This is what you've got, my friends, B plus. But I hope that you think that it's useful. I'm getting slightly sidetracked. My message to you is, it doesn't have to be perfect. It's better to make some changes and make those changes stick than it is to not make the changes using the excuse that you can't do it perfectly. And what is perfect anyhow? It's about enjoying the journey and creating a life that you totally love, and that you get into it and you think, oh, I am lit up by my exercise regime. I do my exercise regime because I really enjoy it, like I do. I go swimming every single day in the summer in the Mediterranean. I go with a friend, and she's on holiday at the moment. But I go anyhow because I love swimming in the sea. This morning I saw an octopus, and I was a bit scared going by myself, but it was flat as a pancake and amazing, and I loved it. So my exercise regime definitely lights me up. In fact, I get to the stage where I think, oh my goodness, what does a day in the summer without swimming look like? It looks like hot and sticky and no plunging into that beautiful, cool expanse. So it does not have to be perfect. Now, I'm going to introduce you to Erin, who is somebody who has just signed up, and I want her to explain to you why she has decided to make changes now. So I will let her explain to you in her own words. And if you are interested, at the moment, I have 6 more scholarship spaces left. If you are interested in finding out about scholarships, then please email me at orlena@drorlena.com. So that's orlena@drorlena.com. Or if you're already on my email list, you can just reply and we will chat, and you can find out if it is a good fit for you, if you're the right kind of person. Because as I say, I am taking people who want to make changes and who want help making those changes. If you think, oh, I'm ready to make changes and I don't need any help, then you don't need to be part of the program. So this is for people who want to make changes and who are struggling, and they want it to be easy and fun, and they want an amazing community around them. So here is Erin, and here is what Erin said about why she joined the program now. Erin, thank you so much for coming and chatting to us on the Fit and Fabulous podcast.
Absolutely happy to be here.
Do you want to start by telling people a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Sure. I am from the United States. I don't know if you can tell by my accent. And I work with teen and tween girls actually around the world as a confidence coach, helping them to develop the habits and attitudes they need for success in life, regardless of what success looks like for them.
Fabulous. And I'm really interested in this because I am the mother of a daughter. So what kind of problems do they come to you with?
Inevitably, friendship problems and relationship problems are probably the number one thing, whether it's a point at which a girl has issues with parental units, or whether it is when parents are coming to me and saying, I see unhealthy relationship patterns with my girl and her friends. And though that is almost most often the biggest issue that girls will come to me with. And then we get into, once we know, like, and trust one another, we get into a whole host of other issues. But that is probably the number one thing that we talk about.
Fabulous. And I will ask you in a bit where people can find you. But before I do that, I am super excited to be working with you this year. So congratulations and thank you for trusting in me and welcome to the Healthy You, Healthy Family Group Program.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
I know. Well, I am super excited. We've got an amazing group of ladies now who are all really excited and in a really good place to be making these changes. And I think my number one question to you is why? Why did you decide to take the plunge now?
Really, a lot of it has to do with just looking toward the future. I think we've come out of, or are attempting to come out of, a very difficult time as a world, which has been very difficult for individuals and as a family. And looking forward to the future and really wanting to live my best life into the future, my healthiest life, is huge. And becoming a full-time entrepreneur, leaving the 9-to-5 job behind, is kind of setting a whole new trajectory for my life. And I want that to include my health and my well-being for the future.
Fabulous. I totally love that. Are you happy to share with people? And you're welcome to say no if you don't want to, but are you happy to share with people some of the story that you've had in the past, some of the things that have happened such that you feel I need to make some improvements?
Absolutely. Yes. So as I've shared with you previously in private, I have always had stress and anxiety around food since the time that I could make my own decisions. And so basically since high school, I have been on a roller coaster of a health journey, from Weight Watchers to the low carb craze, dabbling in all sorts of different extreme exercise routines and you name it. And in the midst of that, also then having three children and trying, all of which are girls, and wanting to raise them with a healthy attitude towards food, but not actually having a healthy attitude towards food myself. So it's definitely an ongoing journey. And I really want this second half of my life basically to be a lot less stressful when it comes to this journey. I want it to be more easy and more fun. And I just want to also pass that along to my daughters.
Fabulous. So would you like to paint, you know, what would it look like in 10 years time? Where would you like to be in terms of my amazing healthy life in 10 years time?
Yeah. In 10 years time, I definitely want to look at myself on camera, whether it's a still photograph or a video. And I want to be able to look at that person and say, wow, she looks like she feels great in her body. I think that's kind of a weird thing to say, but she looks comfortable in her clothes. She looks confident about how she's projecting herself. And then in looking at that person, knowing that that person is me, feeling excited about, you know, the trips that I get to take. And I get to do that because I'm a healthy individual and because I'm excited about whether it's hiking or walking up the Eiffel Tower or going to learn how to surf for the first time, because I am fit and healthy enough that my body is able to try new things even at a more advanced age. I don't know how to say that. I won't be old, but I will be at a more advanced age. And I want to still be trying new things and pushing my comfort zone. And when you have bad back, bad knees, high blood pressure, yada, 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 all the things that run in my family, if those are my legacy in another 10 years, I won't be able to do that. And so I envision still a life of adventure for myself and my husband once our kids are, you know, grown and out of the house, and that necessitates me being healthy.
Fabulous. And with teenagers as well, all those exciting things they want to do.
Yeah.
So another question is, we're going to work together for a year. At the end of a year, what would you like to achieve? So you're sitting here and thinking, okay, I've got a year to make this happen. What are you going to make happen?
Two things. One is looking forward to exercise more, finding the exercise that lights me up, that doesn't feel like torture or pain or punishment in any way, but that I'm like, this is something I'm excited to do and I enjoy doing and it's good for my body. So looking forward to that on a regular basis and having a healthy relationship with food where I am able to listen to my body and feel good about what I'm putting in it, and looking forward to eating, but not feeling shame around food, I think is a really big thing for me. And so making sure that as I'm on this journey this year, that I really find the things that work for me that can be continuous throughout my life, that aren't some, and finding the ways that I want to treat myself without feeling like I've fallen off a wagon or done something, you know, tremendously wrong that I can't get right again. And and just looking good in my clothes. I want to be able to go into any store and try on clothes and be able to decide on the merit of the clothing, whether or not I want to buy it, not on the merit of whether or not it shows my belly too much or my arms jiggle too much or, you know, whatever it is. I want to just be able to feel good in anything that I put on.
Fabulous. I totally love it. And I'm so excited to see your transformation. And I'm really looking forward to the next year coming up. So would you like to tell people where they can find you and what services you offer?
Absolutely. So I offer one-on-one coaching as well as a membership program for girls pretty much of all ages. And that starts usually around the age of 8 to 18. But I do have some girls that are older than that I work with one-on-one. And I really enjoy just spending time with them and helping them to grow in confidence and grow in the ways that they can own their own uniqueness and the ways that they're supposed to show up in this world. And so my website is www.erintarr.com. So that's erintarr.com.
Fabulous. And I will put that link in the show notes. And thank you so much for recording this little snippet with us.
Absolutely. Happy to.